Hey guys, you're listening to the most captivating podcast in iTunes. That's right, the Elite Man Podcast, where we turn average men into elite men every day. We interview the very best experts from the lifestyle, health, fitness, social, and even entrepreneurial worlds. And with their help, we give you some of the best advice on the planet. Subscribe now if you haven't already and enjoy the show. And oh yeah, if you really enjoy it, leave us a review. On today's episode, episode number 130, entitled How to Use Your Instincts to Improve Your Dating Life, I chat with Ruwan Mipagala. Ruwan Mipagala is a sexuality expert and men's coach. In today's episode, Ruwan talks about how to use mindfulness, self-awareness, and natural instincts to become better with women and sex. Ruwan shares his story of improving his dating life and finding happiness by using natural game and why being instinctual is always the way to go when it comes to women and sex. If you're wondering what you can do right now to become a more natural, instinctual, and successful dater, check out this episode. You are going to love it. Hey, just a quick reminder, don't forget to check out the Natural Dating Blueprint, my brand new, incredible course, the best dating course in the world for teaching you exactly how to meet, attract, and date just about any woman you want, all while being yourself. That's right, because the Natural Dating Blueprint is all about taking who you are at your core, making some slight adjustments, improvements, and tweaks, but ultimately helping you become the best version of yourself and becoming a natural with women. Go to naturaldatingblueprint.com and sign up for our free training to get a sneak peek into this brand new course, and also get a 33% off limited time discount on the entire course. naturaldatingblueprint.com. Guys. All right, guys, we're live. It's Justin Stenstrom from EliteManMagazine.com, and my guest today is Ruwan Mipagala. Ruwan, thanks so much for coming on the show, man.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man, this is actually take two, as the first take and saying your last name got messed up. But...
yeah, it happens. I appreciate the effort.
I appreciate you coming on, man. I'm definitely a fan of your work. We got introduced a little while back by our mutual friend Corey Poirier, who was also on the podcast a while back. Great guy. Came to the conference last year as well. So when he made the introduction, man, I did some digging, and I absolutely loved some of the topics and subjects you cover regularly. So I want to pick your brain today all about instinctual game, and we'll talk sexuality and kind of like getting men confidence from inside and how to kind of express that to women. You down for that, man?
Totally. My favorite topics.
All right, cool. So, Ruwan, just so our audience has a better understanding of kind of your background, how did you get into becoming this kind of dating coach, sexual expert for men? Like, where did this all start? Was it something that came naturally to you to be good with women, or is it something you had to really work on, which I'm kind of guessing I know what the answer is, but how did this kind of
yeah.
start?
Yeah, I think most of us who end up teaching this stuff sucked at it at one point. Otherwise, we wouldn't care so much to learn about it. I don't know. I mean, that's probably true for most coaches.
Yeah, 99% of guys.
Yeah, well, growing up, I had severe social anxiety. I was super depressed, and I grew up just very introverted. And around the time of puberty is when that becomes like a big deal, because I obviously had desires for women, and I couldn't talk to people, and I was very anxious all the time. And I think that's a common story for a lot of young men. I think I just had a particularly painful time about it. So I started reading all the ebooks. I think I ended up on like the Double Your Dating email list back when email lists weren't like a huge thing. So I was like, every word that I would get through like these like marketing emails, I would soak up. And, you know, there's benefits to that. I don't think it, you know, fixed anything totally, but I dove really into the pickup world. I think this is like a relevant aside. I thought that my issue was that I wasn't manly enough because I was bullied as a kid. So I sought out these very like kind of aggressive, hyper masculine ways of like what I thought would fix myself. This is how I talked to myself. I need to fix my problem. So I was boxing. I was wrestling. I went through OCS for the Marine Corps. I did all these like things with an effort of like being confident. I thought like if I could just be tough enough, I'd be confident. So after college, I decided not to serve in the Marine Corps. I was working with different dating coaches, kind of doing like traditional approach type game, following like, I mean, what was, you know, the original like mystery method style of linear meeting women. And I had some success. I went through, you know, it's the numbers game, they all tell you, but I didn't feel fulfilled. I was bored. And I was kind of becoming sociopathic in the sense that I didn't give a shit who I was dating. Like it was just like another number. And I was trying to fulfill some pickup homework. And I think in retrospect, like my soul was dying a little bit because I was cutting my emotions off further and further. And I didn't care about that because I was getting some outward results until one point in my early 20s. I'm living in Manhattan. I have like everything I want on paper. Suddenly, like I have erectile dysfunction. Suddenly, like my sex just doesn't work. Like, I didn't know why. So here was like a huge pain point that I wanted to fix. So I tried all these different things. Eventually I stumbled upon what I'm calling now mindful sexuality, like bringing like mindfulness and like emotional awareness to my sex. And that's what ultimately fixed my problem and pointed out to me that like the, you know, sexual dysfunction stuff was really just a symptom of me blocking off my emotions, cutting off my sense of empathy. And that's why my body was shutting down, basically. And what I found, you know, like to summarize all of this is that when you're in touch with that stuff, it actually makes meeting women a lot easier. I was going at it this really, I was doing it the hard way, like trying to like figure women out and follow techniques. It's a lot easier when you're in touch with your feelings to be a great lover, be an attractive man, and like just effortlessly have a great love life.
Cool, man. I love that story. And it makes a lot of sense. And I also love the fact that, you know, you started like pickup artist kind of stuff, the manipulation tactics, the routines, all that kind of stuff. It worked to a certain degree, but it also didn't make you happy. And when you switched over to being more natural and kind of being yourself and staying away from that kind of stuff, and also the hyper masculine side of that, you know, pickup artist world, when you switch to being more like in tuned and balanced with who you really are, your results not only got better, but you also were more happy and fulfilled, right?
Yeah, it's just easier. It's like our bodies, our nervous systems have evolved to know how to connect sexually with the opposite sex if you're straight. Like, you know, it's like we know how to connect sexually, and all of this like linear like logic based like breakdowns of social interactions is a lot harder because you're abandoning like the mechanisms that are in your biology for meeting women. So like, even though like a lot of these techniques, they work, it's always going to feel like work because it's never going to be natural to like run lines or like go through routines or like break down an interaction through like 9 steps or whatever. It's like a lot easier to just follow the impulses your dick is telling you, to put it crudely.
And so how does this work, man? Let's kind of break this down. How does like this instinctual game work where you're following basically what you said, what your dick is telling you to do? How does that transfer into actual like success with women?
Cool. So the first concept to understand, which like a lot of guys miss, is the idea of empathy. So empathy, you know, no one thinks of like associating empathy with masculinity and whatever the reasons for that are. But like this is a tool that we have as mammals to be able to feel corresponding feelings with other people. Like right now you and I are having a conversation, like we could kind of feel each other out. Like not like I could read your mind or you could read my mind, but like just through like hearing each other's tonation, we could kind of get a general sense of each other's emotions. Like that's what humans do. It's natural. That's why yawning is contagious. That's why people at a party kind of like their mood like regulates to each other. And that ability to feel each other is like the key point in seduction, because when you can feel what a woman's feeling, you can pick up information on what to do. So like that's like the number one thing. And like in other maybe more spiritual realms, they call it connection, or what does it mean to be connected? It's very vague, but it's simply empathy, feeling what another person's feeling. So like, for instance, if I meet a woman and I'm speaking with her, I'm paying attention to how I feel when I pay attention to her, because that gives me good information on how she might be feeling. And that's more important than all like the tells you could read in a body language book. So like if I'm really paying attention to her and we're syncing up emotionally, if I get the impulse of like, oh, it feels right for me to touch her leg at this point, or it feels right for me to like flirt with her through touch, or touch her arm, or like grab her hand and pull her somewhere else. If I have that impulse and I'm connected to her, I can trust that that impulse probably is coming from her too. Like I had a coach tell me a long time ago that if you're sitting with a woman and you're thinking in your head, should I kiss her? Should I kiss her? Should I kiss her? Chances are you're thinking that thought because she subcommunicated to you, please kiss me. And your subconscious is interpreting that as a question. Like, we have this built-in mechanism for reading women really well. You just need to learn how to interpret the feelings. And that starts with paying attention to feelings.
That's really cool. So you're saying, like, most of the time, I don't know, 99% of the time, when you have a feeling, like you're thinking about something, should I touch her? Should I kiss her? Should I do this? Most of the time, that instinct, that thought you have is going to be accurate and you should actually go for it and do those things?
Well, like, not exactly. It's most of the time, it's probably coming from something you picked up. Like, our thoughts don't pop up in a vacuum, especially when we're with someone. Like, what we're feeling is related to what the other person's feeling. To that, I would say, though, the number one thing for guys is to start calibrating their intuition. So simply, like, if you have that thought, you could test that thought, not like just like reaching over and kissing her, but maybe making a move in that direction. And then it's kind of like basically seeing, like, does it work? Like, if I have the thought to kiss her and I start to lean in to kiss her and she backs off, then I know, like, all right, that impulse wasn't the right impulse. Or maybe I'm going about it the wrong way. Maybe I'm interpreting the wrong way. But if you have that impulse and you reach in to kiss her and it was like, oh, wow, that's exactly what she wanted, then you know, like, next time I'm going to trust that impulse. So, like, myself, like, now, like, when I have an impulse with a woman, I have, like, 99%, maybe 98% confidence. I don't know all the time. I'm not psychic. But, like, I've learned to trust my impulses because I've tested them in, like, these baby step kind of ways.
Okay, so you're saying after you kind of develop the skill of learning what, like, kind of what your intuition's saying and you can rely on that, then at that point it becomes super easy to kind of act on those thoughts you're having. But at first it's a lot of calibration. It's a lot of kind of testing the waters and seeing, you know, before you jump all over her and start making out with her, you kind of do something smaller to see if it's going to be a good step.
Yeah, it's basically like trusting any information source. Like, you know, I mean, you could think of anything. Like, I wouldn't blindly follow any person, but if someone's given me good advice, like, a lot, then I'll trust them in the future. The same thing goes for your own feelings.
So how do you start to develop this skill, I guess? Is it just literally going out and talking to as many people as possible, starting to, you know, talk to women, open women in conversations, approach women, that kind of thing? Is it just a matter of practicing it, or is there a way to kind of, I guess, hijack it and get better at reading women and getting better with reading your intuitions, your thoughts?
Well, ultimately, it is calibration, so practicing in some form. Although the things that I think like accelerate that is one, at all times trying to be in touch with your feelings, both like your emotions, but even like moment to moment sensations. Like, what do you want to eat? What do you want to drink? Is there a moment you want to do this with your body? Like, these really tiny impulses that we get, most people kind of deny them as being meaningless. But that's like your body's wisdom. That's like your animal brain's, reptilian brain's wisdom telling you what would feel good. So paying attention to those impulses is the first step, like even noticing what you're feeling. Like, most guys, if I ask them, hey, what are you feeling right now? They'll be like, no, nothing, I'm not feeling anything. But you're always feeling something. So that's one thing. And then specifically with sexuality, with women, I'd say things that allow you to get sensory feedback on a physical level will really heighten your ability to read women in sexual context, like things like tango dancing, or I would even say like Tai Chi push hands, or even, this is kind of like a weird example, but I just started doing jujitsu and I'm like, wow, the skill of being like intuitive in jujitsu is the same exact skill set for being intuitive in bed, which is like weird because I'm always rolling around with guys and stuff. Like, I don't want to think about sex necessarily, but it's the same skill set.
Gentlemen, have you joined the best Facebook group on the planet yet? If not, check your pulse right now because there is something seriously wrong with you. I say this all the time, guys, but seriously, the Elite Man Mastermind group on Facebook is the number one community for connecting with men, connecting with great men. We've had hundreds, no, actually thousands of guys now join the group and share ideas every single day on becoming the elite and best men we can be. So join the group right now by going to elitemanmastermind.com. If for some reason you haven't joined yet and request to join the group, it is a private group, which means you do have to request, but I will add you in within just a few hours after your request. Trust me, you are going to love this group and absolutely love being a part of the Elite Man Mastermind.
Yeah,
That's pretty cool, man. So doing these little things, tango dancing, tai chi, jiu-jitsu, that kind of stuff gets you more in touch with your body and kind of that type of thing?
Yeah, because like if you ever seen like, I mean, really for any sport, but I'd say jiu-jitsu because you're actually moving another person's body or some contact sport. Like if you ask a jiu-jitsu guy who's really good at it, like, how did you know to apply your weight to the left in this moment? He's like, I didn't know. Like, I was just feeling around and it felt right. And that's exactly like the kind of thinking you want to have, or the kind of process you want to have with like sexual escalation. Like a lot of my friends ask me how I can so quickly escalate with women when I meet them sometimes. And it's simply because I've, one, tested my intuitions moment to moment. So I trust it. And when I trust it, I can go with it. Like most guys probably wouldn't just kiss a woman randomly, but now I have like this trust, when I have this like really strong feeling to kiss someone, I probably, you know, 99% of the time is going to be received because I trust what I'm picking up from my subconscious.
How do you get good at escalating with women? Like, what's the best way for guys listening to pick up on some of the things that you do naturally, or at this point is natural to you? Like, what are some of your best tips for, you know, meeting a woman the first time, shaking her hand, to then obviously getting her in bed and having sex with her? What's kind of the fastest way to get good at that process?
Yeah, well, in the moment, I'd say it's the same thing I was just saying of like testing impulses and seeing how they do and calibrating. Like, if every time your impulses give you a green light, then keep going. If she says no or backs off, then you know maybe you're reading something wrong. But overall, I'd say with a lot of guys, a lot of the guys I coach, one of the big issues I see with men, especially younger men for whatever reason, I don't know if it's because of like the world we live in or how masculinity has been talked about the last couple of decades or pornography on the internet, I have no idea. But like younger men, it seems, often have this issue where they're afraid to even feel sexual in the presence of women. Like, I've coached all these younger guys who are like, they have a sex drive, like they jerk off to porn and they are super horny and they really want to have sex, but when they're physically with a woman, they can't feel their desire, which whatever the reason is, like, it's like an inability to like express your desires, where they might be scrutinized. And I would, with those guys, I tell them to start allowing yourself to feel sexual as opposed to like trying to figure out sex. Like, when you're with a woman, can you allow yourself to feel horny for her? Like, a lot of guys won't let themselves do that, and that cuts themselves off from their primal information of what to do to progress to sex.
All right, cool. We'll dive back into that in a moment, but before we kind of talk about the whole sex thing and some of the specifics of that, what are your, because I heard this, I think, in another interview, and I thought it was really cool. What are your best ways to like approach women when you're out? I know before it was more of the pickup artist thing, you know, you go up, you'd have like these lines or whatever you'd use, but now it's more of like a feeling process. Like, I think I heard you saying something like you see a woman and, you know, you make eye contact, and just instinctually at this point, again, like coming back to the whole empathy thing and being in touch with your feelings and kind of what's inside, you naturally know like when to approach women. You naturally know when it's a good time to go up to her and start a conversation, or, you know, you have a connection when you kind of make eye contact with her, and then like that's the time to go up and start talking to her. And can you kind of just elaborate on that process and what's really going on, you know, between the two of you at that moment?
Yeah, I'd say it relates to the last thing I said, which is being in touch with your desire. Like, I think in that podcast, I mentioned how like there was a time where I just randomly connected with a woman from across the bar, and then she ended up approaching me. And in our first initial like eye contact, it was so clear that it was on. And the only thing that allowed it to be on was the fact that I let her know, like I was looking at her and feeling like, wow, I want to tear her clothes off. And like, a lot of guys will see a woman, they'll think she's hot, and then they'll try to see her without letting her see him. You know what I mean? And that's what creepiness is, like when you're like hiding your desire. But in that case, like, I'm letting my desire be felt, be seen, and because it's out, because I'm not ashamed about it, because, well, one, it gives her permission to meet me, and because, like, oh, if this guy's so open about him wanting me, I can don't have to hide the fact that I might want him. But two, it gives me information of like I'm letting my like biology take over of like, all right, so what is the thing? Like, and at that point, you don't have to worry about the clever line or like planning the social Like chess pieces is a lot of, you know, people think about at the bar. The best line becomes like, hey, I think you're hot and I want to talk to you, or whatever is the most true thing, because you're not hiding it and you can just be real. Like, yeah, I mean, you don't have to say I want to have sex with you, but you can basically say that in less crude terms.
Yeah, I like that. So it's just a direct approach to women, and based off like how you're feeling in that moment, based off sort of some of the signals you're getting from her and also she's getting from you. And of course it works well because it's aligned with how you're feeling and you know, in that moment, like what you're up to and your mood and all that stuff. So I think it's pretty effective in that sense.
Yeah. And that latter piece is the more important piece than the line being direct or not. Like the piece of like letting yourself be felt, like your actual intentions be felt, is what makes it work. It's not like, hey, I want to fuck you, is like a good line. Like it's all contextual. But if she actually feels that and you're saying it in a congruent way, it's not going to come off as creepy at the very least.
What's your best advice, I guess, for being more in touch with like your less masculine side, I guess your feminine side, and like that kind of area of being whole or being balanced? Because you mentioned earlier like having that hyper masculine side and it didn't work for you, it was kind of backfiring. How can you get more in touch with like your feminine side and being just more of a complete guy, like a complete balanced guy, not just like one-sided, like, you know, super like dominant and all this other stuff which a lot of the, you know, PUA people talk about?
I mean, there's many ways to get in touch with your feelings. Simply, I mean, all of this that I've mentioned is like in the effort of, or in the hope of getting in touch with your feelings for various practical purposes. But I mean, there's a lot of mindfulness stuff that works for me. Personally, what helped me do that is like actually befriend women, like having a lot of female friends who are friends who I could like understand their views and help me see that it was normal to have emotions. Like it wasn't like weird. When I was hanging out with only bros, it became like very weird because none of my friends would like ever show emotions. But when you hang out with chicks a lot, like that's just the thing. They just have emotions. And then it gives you permission to like feel your emotions and recognize like, oh yeah, like I do have swings in mood. They might not be as drastic as like the typical hetero woman, but like, oh yeah, I can recognize that I do get frustrated at these times. I do feel joy at these times. And, there's lots of things that can help you get in touch with your emotions that just even like just giving yourself a day to not try to be productive and just follow your feelings. Like that's like a very simple exercise that'll put you in touch with that more feminine side of you.
Yeah, I like that you mentioned the befriending women thing. Not only is that good for like your game and your dating life, because women, when you befriend women, they have other female friends, obviously. You know, they're inviting you to their parties, they're introducing you to some of these friends, they're going out with you, all that stuff, which is something I always recommend doing. But like you said, it's just great to kind of get in touch with the feminine side of things, like the way they talk, the way they socialize. They're more in touch with their feelings. That's going to rub off on you and just make you, I guess, more like grounded and appreciative of the opposite sex. And I love just having female friends that I don't have any sexual desires for, or like I'm trying to hook up with them, but I'm just literally like connecting with them and bonding with them. I love spending time with women. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love going to the bar and shooting shit with the guys all the time and, you know, hanging out with the boys and that kind of stuff, and, you know, being manly and wrestling and, you know, doing, you know, manly shit like that. But I also like the female part of things, and I value my friendships with women very much.
Totally. And I'll even say for guys who maybe put women on a pedestal, another benefit of having female friends is you realize they're normal people. Like this is something I saw in the pickup world a lot. Like guys start viewing women as like a totally different species, and like there's just totally different kind of person. And they end up, even the misogynistic pickup guys are like putting women on pedestals sometimes and trying to seek their validation. When you have actual female friends, they just become more normal. Like you hear women talk about their heartbreak with some guy they like, you realize like, oh, like everyone is just a person. Like I don't have to be intimidated by some random woman just because she's wearing heels and makeup. Like she's a normal person with normal feelings and is a normal friend to somebody.
Yeah, you're right. It takes them off the pedestal of not being able, like kind of being that unknown, like species, like you said, like it's like, you know, how do we figure women out? They're different creatures. They think differently than us. They're so different. But then you like actually have friends that are women and they're like, you know, they have the same insecurities as we do. They have the same problems that we do. They have the same troubles, day-to-day struggles and troubles that, you know, many guys have. And it's like, you know, this women are exactly the same as us. They just think a little differently and they put their emotions out there a little more than guys do. But at the end of the day, they're exactly like us, and it's reassuring to know that. And I think it actually helps with your overall game when you can just kind of understand that everyone's on the same playing field, everything's equal. And it's even the most beautiful women are actually sometimes the most insecure women, and you know, taking them off that pedestal just makes things easier at the end of the day.
Yeah, totally.
All right, Ruan, what's your best advice for being able to have the best sexual experience possible, like boosting your sex life, having great sexual experiences? I know you're like, this is kind of your forte here. What are some of your best tips for guys listening to increase their sex life or boost their sex life?
Yeah, I might sound like a broken record, but it goes back to the stuff I was talking about calibrating intuition. And for a little more background, like all this stuff about instinctual game, I actually learned from a sexual setting first, and then I started applying it to like meeting women. Like for me, like all this intuition stuff I was talking about came from like lots of practice touching women's bodies and getting direct sensory feedback. So if you don't have access to like practice with women physically, you know, you could start with the stuff that we talked about before of meeting women, like testing your intuition that way. But ultimately, like what makes sex good is not like the technique necessarily. Obviously, there's certain things that you should know, certain basics like female anatomy. Like if you can't find the clitoris, you're probably not going to be able to pleasure her very well, no matter how intuitive you are. But like once you know like the basic touches, like where her clit is, like how to find her G-spot, I mean, you already know what kissing is. Like from there, what makes sex good, what gives sex quality, is the level of attention you have and your ability to feel what she's feeling, your ability to sense what she's feeling in each moment, whether she wants it rough or she wants it light. Like I think a lot of guys get into a trap where they sleep with a woman the first time and she mentions she likes rough sex or she wanted it rough that one time. And then for the rest of their like times having sex, he tries to like recreate that. But he's not responding to like how she's feeling in the moment, because maybe yesterday she wanted rough sex, but today she wants it to be soft and sweet. And a good lover, a guy who really wants to upgrade his sex life, can meet her wherever she is and deliver like the compliment to whatever she's feeling.
Sex should be dynamic all the time. Like sometimes it'll be rough, sometimes it'll be soft and playful, and sometimes it'll be fast, sometimes it'll be quick. Should never really be too fast, but sometimes it'll be faster. And then sometimes it'll be slower and, you know, you take your time and there's a lot more foreplay. It should be dynamic, though, and it should be in the moment. And I think reading her and seeing what she wants in that moment is so important. But here's a question. How do you find the balance of having your own pleasure, your own enjoyment with seeing what she wants and pleasing her in that moment? Like, what's a good balance there? Like to be happy with what the sex is for you and also making sure it's you know, great for her as well.
Yeah, I'm really glad you brought that up, because I think a lot of guys have misconceptions around like selfishness and altruism, especially in sexuality. And I keep meeting like these younger guys specifically who really want to be like good, you know, pro-feminist guys, and they really want her to have a good time. That's awesome. But when you don't pay attention to your own selfish desires, you don't pay attention to pleasuring yourself, she's not going to enjoy sex ultimately, because she wants you to have a good time too. And the kind of mantra that I give men a lot is be connected and be selfish. So like if you're connected to a woman, and I'll define that as being like empathic, like feeling what she's feeling, paying attention to what she's feeling, caring about what she's feeling, then you have permission to be selfish to you know, maybe not 100%, but to a great degree, because chances are when two people are connected, chances are what you want is what she wants. Like if you want to kiss and you're really like attuned with her, then she probably wants to kiss too. If you want to have sex, she probably wants to have sex too. Like assuming you guys are connected, because if like you're really paying attention to someone else's feelings and she's paying attention to your feelings, it's very rare that you're going to want totally different things. So I actually think being selfish is a great way to pleasure your partner as long as you're connected. And this even goes down to like this idea of like giving and taking in oral sex. Like this is one thing I hate. Every time I see something about it, like in a Cosmo magazine, like it like annoys me so much. Going down on your partner, for instance, can be a selfishly pleasurable activity. If you could get into the point where like you enjoy going down on her, you're a sex master, because everything you do is going to be fulfilling to you, but it'll also be what's fulfilling to her. It's like, it's almost treating like you and her as like one entity. Like you've merged as one superorganism, and then in each moment, what is like the most pleasurable thing for this unit? And then you don't have to think about selfishness anymore. Like you don't have to worry about getting yours, because every act to serve her or serve you is also serving the other person.
Yeah, dude, I love that point. It's like there's something about sex. It's the highest form of connection you can have with another person.
Totally.
And there's something about it, man. When you're turning someone on, or when you're getting turned on, like say she's giving you oral sex and it's just, you know, fucking unbelievable oral sex and you're loving it. There's something about that I've noticed over the years that she'll be more into it. She'll be more turned on. She'll be more pleasured by the fact that you're more pleasure, you know, vice versa. If you're giving her oral sex and you know, she's super turned on, she's loving it, you actually get more turned on. You get more into the sex because, you know, she's so into it. And it's like it's this incredible feeling that happens inside where it's like you have this ability to make her this happy and this joyful in that moment, and it makes you happier and you know, it makes the sex that much better.
Yeah. And like, and even a step further for people who might be thinking like, oh, they're talking about this metaphorically. Like, no, literally, like I've had lovers who like can orgasm from sucking cock, like women, like they become so sensitive to like being with a man that like they'll suck a cock and come. Like, so it's like, they're not giving, they're taking, like they'll ask you to suck your dick, which is pretty cool if you're dating them. But it's just, you know, just cool in general for everyone. But like, especially as men though, like we're wired for sympathetic arousal. Like that's why men tend to watch porn a lot more than women. Like watching a woman coming is like extremely arousing to men specifically. Like, and like there's theories, like, I don't know if you know the book Sex at Dawn, like there's theories about how the whole reason why women vocalize their orgasms so much is that when a woman's coming, she's trying to like tell all the other people in the tribe, like, hey, you should be fucking now. Like when a man hears a woman coming, he gets horny. He doesn't even need to know who the woman is. Like you hear a woman's orgasm sound, you get aroused, because like you're supposed to like meet a woman's arousal. Like they're supposed to go together, your selfish pleasure and her pleasure.
Yeah, I've heard that, or, you know, I've seen it on like movies and stuff where like, you know, someone will be upstairs in an apartment having sex, and then next thing you know, the people downstairs who can hear it happening, you know, they start having sex too, because it's like some kind of arousal thing that gets, you know, brought up in their minds.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have roommates anymore, but when I did, I loved it when they would get laid, because like just hearing that, I'd be like, oh fuck, I feel kind of like motivated to do shit, or like, you know, it's great.
Yeah, no, so yeah, you're right. We're not talking, you know, philosophically here, or like, you know, it actually really happens. Like when you're turning someone on and you can sense that they're getting turned on, you can feel it, you actually become more turned on physically in that moment as well. And, you know, again, vice versa. Ruan, is there any other sex kind of advice you can have or give for men? I mean, this has been an awesome podcast thus far, man. And, you know, we have a ton of great information. Is there anything else you want to add?
Well, I mentioned it briefly, but like at the basics, knowing like female sexual anatomy, this is probably more for the younger guys, but that's just a useful thing. It doesn't take a lot, but it's good to know. It's good to know your way around it. Yeah, that's the main thing, was like the calibrating your intuition. It's like the one simple tool that'll make you a better lover. It'll make you more attractive. It'll take away a lot of the question marks you have with women, like a lot of the uncertainty you have. Like, does she like me? Does she not like me? Like, learn to calibrate your intuition, and then you'll be able to find out a lot faster.
Cool, man. And Ruan, is there a last send-off message, takeaway message you'd like to leave our Elite Man audience, and then a place that our listeners can check out more about your work?
Yeah, send-off message, I'd say learn to follow your feelings. And yeah, check out my stuff at ruando.com. I have some of my articles and videos and other things up, podcasts coming soon. And if you want to reach out, you can just hit me up in the contact form.
All right, Ruan, I appreciate it, man. I know our guys are going to absolutely love this episode. Really cool. Love diving into the sex topic and also the instinctual game, which I think a lot of people, a lot of dating coaches specifically, don't talk about enough. So I appreciate you coming on, brother, and I will talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man.
All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed that episode. But before you go, there's one last thing I need you to do. I need you to subscribe to this podcast right now if you haven't already. By subscribing to the podcast, you get every single episode the minute they're released. Get all of our Elite Man podcast interviews with all of our incredible world-class guests from the lifestyle, health, fitness, business, and social worlds absolutely free. Subscribe now, guys, if you haven't already, and enjoy all future episodes. And yes, if you do love the podcast, leave us an awesome review. We really do appreciate it.